Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you love to read, and you love to read to your kids, and maybe when you had kids, people gave you books for your kids, right? Something that happens. I had twins and a four-year-old now, and people give you books. They give you books because they want you to have those moments reading to your children. And my children love Dr. Seuss. But now you better go out and check those bookshelves, people. You better be careful what Dr. Seuss books you give to your family and friends and your grandkids, or that you hand me down to them when it comes to the Dr. Seuss books, because Dr. Seuss has been declared a racist, and everything he's ever done, he's a racist. And if you have these books, you're a racist. Six Dr. Seuss books are now, we're being told, will not be published because of racist images. And they're now saying, the left, that we need to get rid of all Dr. Seuss books from libraries, public schools, and anywhere where the kids are because of how evil Dr. Seuss really is. Welcome to Cancel Culture and 2021. Six Dr. Seuss books, including And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, and also If I Ran the Zoo, will no longer be published because of racist and insensitive imagery. The business that preserves and protects the author's legacy said today after massive backlash because of the woke community in America and the world. Quote, these books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong, Dr. Seuss Enterprises told the Associated Press in a statement that coincided with the late author and illustrator's birthday. Ceasing sales of these books is only part of our commitment and our broader plan to ensure Dr. Seuss Enterprises' catalog represents and supports all communities and families, it now said. The other books affected are ones like On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Eggs Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. The decision to cease publication and sale of the books was made last year after months of discussion, the company has now said to the Associated Press. Quote, Dr. Seuss Enterprises listened to the feedback from our audience, including teachers, academics, specialists in the field as part of our review process. In other words, people that are woke. We then worked with a panel of experts, including educators, to review our catalog of titles. Books by Dr. Seuss, who was born Theodore Seuss Geisel in Springfield, Massachusetts on March the 2nd, 2004, has been translated into dozens of languages as well as in other parts of the world. In fact, they are being sold in more than 100 countries. He died, by the way, back in 1991 and born in 1904. He remains popular, earning an estimated $33 million before taxes in 2020, up from just $9.5 million 5 years ago. Forbes lists him as number two on the highest paid dead celebrities of 2020, beyond only the late pop star Michael Jackson. As adored as Dr. Seuss is by millions around the world for the positive values in many of his works, including environmentalism and tolerance, there has been increased woke criticism in recent years over the ways blacks, Asians, and others are drawn in some of the most beloved children's books, as well as his earlier advertising and propaganda illustrations. Insert the National Education Association, the NEA, because that's where you get woke, which founded Read Across America Day in 1998 and deliberately aligned it with Dr. Seuss's author birthday. That's right, Geisel's birthday. Has for several years de-emphasized Dr. Seuss and encouraged a more diverse reading list for children. Insert school districts across the country who have also moved away from Dr. Seuss, promoting other authors because he's an evil purpose. He's an evil man. Let me be clear about this. This is an extremely dangerous trend. When you start canceling out kids' books and you start attacking people the way that the left is doing it now, you are setting a very dangerous precedent for society. Let me also be clear. If you want to redo a book, if you want to change some pages, if you want to pull a book, that's fine. But when you go into total psychotic mode and you act like there isn't history in the past, and there is history in the past, there is good and bad history, but when you try to just completely take a brush with white paint or black paint and roll over history, it is a dangerous precedent, and that's exactly what we are now doing in this country. I have no problem, by the way, if Dr. Seuss Enterprises wants to redo some drawings. I have no problem with them wanting to maybe change some books to make them more appropriate for the times that we're in right now. That I don't have an issue with. I really don't. But this idea now that we just have to banish Dr. Seuss from all libraries and that Dr. Seuss should not be a part of your kid's life, this is the part that everybody should take a moment and pause and realize that if Dr. Seuss can be canceled, there's nothing else they can't touch. I love reading Dr. Seuss books, and I'm not afraid to say that. I'm not going to run to my bookshelves and all of a sudden start just trashing all of his books and have a book burning party for Dr. Seuss. I don't believe that Dr. Seuss is making any child into a racist or a bigot. Let me say that again. I don't believe that any Dr. Seuss book is turning a child into some sort of Klansman, some sort of bigot. Are Dr. Seuss books old? Yeah, the guy was born in 1904. Of course they're old. Are they going to be different than they would be written in 2021? Yes, and the faster that we realize that, the faster that we understand that, the faster that we get our head around that, the better off we're all going to be. Not every single damn thing in society that happened in the past should be excommunicated from the future. Not every damn thing that happens in the past should be just canceled out because somebody is offended. In fact, I would even argue that maybe it is the Dr. Seuss books that could be used as a catalyst to talk about race relations in America with your child at a younger age. Hey, son. Hey, daughter, this book was written a long time ago when things were different. And you may notice in these books, which we love, that there are some things that we would not allow to happen today in society. In fact, these books could be a learning moment for so many kids. But no, let's not teach kids about racism and how we overcome it. Let's not teach history of how this country has been transformed and we continue to transform as a country of what is acceptable and what's not acceptable. No, let's just burn the books. Because somehow that's more woke. Somehow that's easier. Somehow that's more appropriate. Let me also remind you that the people that are attacking Dr. Seuss right now, the NEA, are the same people that refuse to go back to school and teach your children who want hazard pay while no one else is getting hazard pay. Let me remind you that the NEA is the same group that demands that teachers be treated as some special category, like they're saving people's lives, and that they don't have to go to work right now, because if you do tell them to go to work, you're trying to kill the most important teachers in the world. Let me remind you that the same teachers' unions that are demanding that they get to stay home, not educating your children, while kids are falling behind, are the same teachers that are getting busted this week, dropping their kids off at private schools.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let me tell you the story of a California's teachers union president who actually is the leader of these school closures in California, has now been busted dropping his daughter off at in-person preschool, a private school. That's right, a group known as Gorilla Moms. Oh, I love this group, and I just met them. Is now calling out the Berkeley Federation of Teachers president, Matt Meyer, and calling out him out for being a hypocrite after spotting him dropping his 2-year-old daughter off at in-person instruction at a, you guessed it, private preschool. The group wrote in a tweet on Saturday, along with a video footage of the teachers union president, who was the one that got the entire state to shut down public schools, saying we're all going to die, right, if we go and teach. The group wrote in their tweet, meet Matt Meyer, the white man with dreads and president of the teachers union. He's been saying it is unsafe for your kid to be back at school, all while dropping his kid off at a private school. Now, of course, the woke community has fought back, saying that this is an invasion of their privacy. How dare you put this man's likeness out there? How dare you publicly shame him? This is inappropriate behavior. Meyer is now claiming that he is a victim. And he told the local news station, KQED, that the video, which was an egregious intrusion of his child's privacy and, quote, super inappropriate. Sorry, bro. You're a public figure. You're the president of a teachers union. You led the charge for all of you union teachers to sit on your butts at home and not give kids a good education. And now you're upset that someone took a video of you dropping your child off for learning at a private school. He reportedly argued that his job is to advocate, quote, for the will of the teachers in his union. And where he sends his own children is a, quote, personal choice. I love how much the left loves personal choices when they fit what they want to do while telling you what you can and cannot do. This is the guy who is a union president, who is actually the one that led the fight to shut down public schools in the entire state of California. And the entire time, what's he been doing? The entire time. He's been sending his kid to a private school. Meyer told Fox News in a statement that there are, quote, no public options for kids her age. There are major differences in running a small preschool, he says, and a 10,000-student public school district in terms of size, faculties, public health guidance, and services that allege that legally have to be provided. We all want a safe return to school. The Berkeley Federation of Teachers is excited that Berkeley Unified School District will be reopening soon with a plan supported by our members and the district to get our students back in classrooms starting later this month. Berkeley parents, however, they're not happy about this. They're furious, but don't worry. He's got other minions that are backing him up. In fact, a former PTA Berkeley Council president came out defending the union, telling the local news station that while she understands parents, quote, anger, and agrees schools should be open, the video by, quote, Gorilla Moms crosses a line of privacy. Quote, for me, you don't need to attack people personally. You need to address it politically. When you start getting personal, you mix up dimensions, and you don't get to discuss the real thing here. The real thing is Meyer put fear before science. And the right of the teachers before the right of the kids, that's the issue. Okay, so you got a teachers union that shuts down the entire state. You got the president of the teachers union that led the charge, and you're telling me that the public doesn't deserve to know that his child is in a private school going to school right now while he is fighting to make sure that none of the kids in the public schools go to school? Sorry. Calling BS on that one. Which brings me exactly back to the point that I've been saying about this. You want to know what the cancel culture looks like in this country? Look at the Dr. Seuss books. They won't be published again. Look at the Dr. Seuss books that are demanding will be taken out of the libraries, and they will. They will be taken out of the libraries. Know it. They're going to take these books, and they're not going to be done with Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss pulling these six books, they say, are inappropriate now in 2021. This is not going to be the end of this controversy. It is just the beginning. Because now you got to attack Dr. Seuss. You got to ruin him. You got to destroy a guy that's already in the ground. You got to destroy a guy that has brought teaching, has brought adventure, has been about learning, about kids getting to read and learning to read and amazing moments with family members. They're not going to be done until every one of these damn books disappears. Because Dr. Seuss is the new thing that we're going to destroy. Just look at something else that happened this week. And I connect all these together because they're all connected to the same idea. Anything we don't like, we will shut off. Right? Anything we don't like, we will silence. Look at Mr. Potato Head. It's another example of the incompetency and the insanity of the left. Mr. Potato Head is now gone. No more Mr. now. Mr. Potato Head is no longer Mr. Potato Head. The plastic toy no longer has a gender. No longer a gender. We had to get rid of it. Right? This is something we had to get rid of. We're being more gender neutral, Mr. Potato Head said, because it's unfair that Mr. is in front of Potato Head. So Hasbro Toys is dropping the horrific word Mr. from Mr. Potato Head. And their branding, renaming the shape-shifting plastic spud to the gender-neutral term, drumroll please, Potato Head. It's a noticeable change for one of the world's largest toy makers to utter one of its most famous products from a binary gender identity. Binary gender identity. You hear this crap? This is how we're ruining this country. Something that is far something that was far less controversial in 1952, the toy maker now says. So back when people were sane and not crazy in 1952, you actually had a toy that was not offending anyone. And really now it's not offending anyone. It's just not. The only thing that's offending people now is the fact that we have less than 1% of 1% of the country that actually is angry over, quote, binary gender identity, and they're demanding that we change everything. You can't have boys and girls toys now in toy stores. Department stores must have gender-neutral clothing. Toy stores must have gender-neutral areas. You can't have pink. You can't have blue. You can't even have gender reveal parties now without people attacking you saying, how dare you demand or decide for your child what gender they are? You're putting pressure on your child when you have a pink balloon or a blue balloon or a reveal cake or whatever the hell it may be. That is now offensive. In fact, we're now telling parents that you should not push your own viewpoints on your child and that your child should be able to choose their gender. They should decide what they want to be. They should decide what they want, how they want to be addressed. And there's even new pushes now to change your kids' names. Many parents now are choosing names specifically so they can be unisex or gender neutral. They're picking names that'll work on both ends of the spectrum, they say. Not just on one side of the spectrum, on both sides of the spectrum. So go back to Mr. Potato Head here. We've decided to get rid, the company says, of the binary gender identity. It was, and they're saying it is controversial. It was far less, they say, controversial. This is the toy maker saying this in 1952. So now we have decided that we're no longer going to decide that this is a man. We're going to make it no sex at all. Quote, Hasbro is making sure all feel welcome. I'm just curious, was there any child that between the ages of 1 and 3 that didn't feel welcome with a Mr. Potato Head? Can anyone answer me that, please? When was the last time a 1 to 3 year old kid, which is the reason why I use 1 to 3, is because the majority of the Mr. Potato Head products are 1 to 3 year old, and then they have a 2+ year old. So how many 1 year olds have been raising their hand saying, Mommy, why is this, what Mr. Potato Head makes me feel uncomfortable? Mr. Potato Head makes me feel like you're forcing gender on me or sexual orientation on me. It's unfair that Mr. Potato Head is a Mr. Why can't he be an it? Why did you have to put Mr. there? It makes me feel like I am being suppressed. There's not a single kid in America that's saying that at the age of 1, 2, 3, or 4. The only people that are saying this is a bunch of academic weirdos and the LGBTQ activist community. Back to the toy maker's statement. Hasbro is making sure all feel welcome in the Potato Head world by officially dropping the Mr. from the Mr. Potato Head brand name and logo to promote gender equality and inclusion. How many 1 year olds can even read the damn box? How many 1 year olds can read and know what the word Potato Head or Mr. is? How many of them would know that it's no longer there? This is crap. This is making up an issue that didn't exist because a couple people said there is an issue. That's what this is. This is total crap. News of the name change emerged at an investors meeting on Thursday. Hasbro later tweeted about it, assuring fans that although the brand name is changing, the character of Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head aren't going anywhere. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. So you're going to now have it both ways? Wait, wait, stop. You want to make money off this non-binary Potato Head, but then you also want to keep cashing in on Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. And you're saying they're not going anywhere. Those character names will still appear on boxes under the new brand name, they say. So you're placating, you're going all in to make a bunch of people feel happy on the left. Bunch of people, a bunch of liberal nut jobs on the left. So they'll buy your non-binary BS and they'll run out and buy a Potato Head. But then you still want to cash in on Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head for all the normal sane people. Let me just tell you right now, this is not about Potato Head anymore to me. Okay? It's not. But I'm not buying the toy for my kids. I'm not buying it for friends' kids because you guys are playing it both ways. You're either going to be crazy or you're not, but you can't have it both ways. You can't tell me that you're going to be crazy for the left and then try to act like you're normal for the people that are not insane in this country. which then now here comes all the fingers pointing back at us. You ready for this? So when I say this, guess what happens with the headlines? The headlines then come out attacking me for standing up saying, I'm not buying Mr. Potato Head. Let me just read you the headline coming from CNN this morning. Mr. Potato Head is the latest weapon in the Fox News culture wars. We didn't start this, folks. We didn't start this war. You're the ones that started this war. We're just saying we're not going to buy your crap anymore. Quote, Mr. Potato Head caused a lot of buzz last week, and Fox News played a big part in that. Over the past week, this is CNN propaganda putting this out there, the plastic toy and its gender have been mentioned at least 35 times on Fox News and Fox Business Channel. Why do you think it's being mentioned? It's because you nut jobs are the ones that did this crap. The conversation about Mr. Potato Head and trans kids or whatever the culture war narrative is are a huge distraction, is what author and CNN columnist told CNN chief media correspondent Brian Skelter on Reliable Sources Sunday. Again, I'm not going to back down from these types of things because they are stupid. I'm not going to sit here and give money to people that not only try to make me change our culture, but then also want to cash in on the same thing they just told me that they're canceling. Am I going to still buy Dr. Seuss books as we talked about at the beginning? Yes. And if I do have any of these Dr. Seuss books that they're no longer going to publish, I'm not going to burn them. I will use them as a learning tool to talk to my kids about how things change in society. But I'm not going to burn these books. I'm not going to stick them in the trash. Am I going to continue to buy Dr. Seuss books? You better bet your ASS I am, because I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to do what the world tells me to do and what's acceptable today that will change tomorrow. And again, what CNN doesn't understand, the left doesn't understand about what's going on with Mr. Potato Head is the fact that it's egregious to assault on my intelligence to tell me, because, and you guys are the ones, by the way, they're getting bamboozled and played. I'm talking about you on the left. What this toy company is doing is they're trying to sell a lot of toys by saying we're conforming to liberal ideology while also keeping the same exact thing that they just said they're going to banish, but acting like it's a new and separate toy. So does Mr. Potato Head, if you read way down the article, still exist? Yes. Does Mr. Potato Head still exist? Yes. But the overall generic Potato Head we're going to have for you liberal woke people so that you'll still buy our toy and we'll make money and laugh all the way to the bank. Guess what? You're not getting any of my money. So if you want to know who won and lost for me today, I'll tell you exactly who it is. The loser, Potato Head in this toy company. The winner, Dr. Seuss. But pay attention to the two conversations that we just had today. Pay attention to the teachers' union, the other conversation we had today. They're at war with us, whether you want to be in the war or not. They're coming after every single thing that is semi-normal in this country. And they're going to do whatever they can to shut us down. There is an appetite for this in this country, and it's going to be something else tomorrow. And I'm not crazy for defending just having a semi-normal society, regardless of the headlines coming from CNN. One other thing, many of you may not realize this, but our Facebook page has been virtually shut down now by Facebook. Welcome to the cancel culture. Make sure you follow us on Telegram. If you don't have Telegram, get it. Most importantly, we can no longer promote our podcast to our 1.2 million people that follow us on Facebook. So I'm asking you to please tell your family and friends about our podcast. Without you, our podcast will not be successful and it will not reach people. We just lost our number one way to promote our podcast, all because the left is attacking me because I made a speech standing up to big tech at CPAC. Less than 20 hours after CPAC was over, they came after us. So I'm asking for your help. If you will please tell your family and please tell your friends about our podcast. Please write us a review wherever you're listening to this podcast because we're under attack and I need your help. I'll see you back here tomorrow on our podcast. God bless you. God bless America.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.